This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tom Kennedy. Former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden and U.S. Senator Kamala Harris delivered an aggressive 1-2 attack on the character and performance of U.S. President Donald Trump Wednesday as they made their election case for the first time as running mates. Biden pitched Harris, his former primary rival, as smart, tenacious, a figure who will help him defeat Mr. Trump in November amid the pandemic, a cratering economy, and national reckoning on racism. Harris is making history as the first black woman on national major party ticket. Many Democrats see her as an appealing progressive mainstream liberal. Some independents and Republicans are unhappy, or for those who aren't happy, with U.S. President Trump. The president and his allies are attempting to cast Harris as too left-wing for the country. One Trump-Pence campaign email describes her as the meanest, most horrible, most disrespectful, most liberal of anyone in the U.S. Senate. Without providing specifics, it describes both Biden and Harris as two corrupt career politicians and urges voters to support the Trump-Pence ticket. The United States military reported that Wednesday, Iranian forces boarded a civilian vessel in international waters in the Gulf. The U.S. Military Central Command released a grainy black and white video on Twitter showing a helicopter near a large ship with the message saying, "Today in international waters, Iranian forces, including two ships and an Iranian Sea King helicopter, overtook and boarded a ship called the Wyla." According to tracking data, Wyla is a Liberian-flagged oil tanker and was currently anchored near United Arab Emirates port. A U.S. official speaking on condition of anonymity said the incident took place near the Strait of Hormuz and the ship was eventually released by Iranian forces. Tensions between Iran and the United States increased last year following a series of incidents involving shipping in and near the Gulf. This is VOA News.